The New South Wales government is considering a proposal to build one of the world's largest so-called energy from waste incinerators in Western Sydney. Residents and local politicians are strongly opposed to the idea because they're worried about the health and environmental impacts. Connie Aegis reports.
I'm in Western Sydney, where one of the world's largest incinerators is being proposed, and some residents aren't happy. Tim lives 1 kilometre from the proposed site.
Obviously, I'm concerned about my children, and I'm concerned about the children that they're going to have.
Leia is just over 2 kilometres away.
The devaluation of property, the health effects and the environmental effects. The health effects probably bother me the most because I've got children as well, and one of them has asthma. To dump something like this where we live is, I think, more like a social injustice. It's because a large part of this area is composed of immigrants and a lot of people who probably either can't speak up for themselves or won't speak up for themselves.
The parent company behind the proposal is Dialer Dump Industries, and it says only a small number of residents are concerned. They say the incinerator would use thermal technology to convert waste into steam, which would in turn drive turbines and generate electricity. The company claims it will reduce greenhouse gases, but the New South Wales Environmental Protection Authority says that's impossible to tell from the company's air quality and greenhouse gas assessments. Dialer Dump Industries posted community information announcements on their website to assuage community concerns, but it's not working.
It's an energy from waste facility. It's one of over 2,000 across the UK, Europe and Japan that safely vaporise waste to
create electricity. Kim found out about the incinerator through a letterbox drop in 2015.
I actually grew up on the Northern Beaches, and I know for a fact that there's no way, not a hope, that that would be built over there, or would it be allowed.
She went to a community meeting in January.
They went on when pushed to let us know that, yes, there would be risks to our health, but, you know, that's just to be expected because it was something. Now, I may have the numbers wrong. It was like 1 out of 2 or 2 out of 3 people die of cancer anyway.
AM was given a recording of that public meeting.
That's one extra person in 100,000 people. May develop cancer as exposure from the facility. Now, that's an acceptable standard that's throughout the world. But when you think about that in a context sense, one in 2 people get cancer.
Most of the neighbourhoods around the proposed site are in the Blacktown City Council District. Stephen Barley is the mayor. He's conducted a thorough examination of the company's environmental impact statements.
The EPA, Western Sydney Area Health, Blacktown Council, the general community have found many errors in their report. Even their own consultants, IGGC, has said you can't rely on the water and soil report. So how can anyone even think about this type of technology when there's errors throughout the report and you can't rely upon the information?
The New South Wales Environmental Protection Authority commissioned an independent human health risk assessment. Again, they say the modelling was found wanting. The CEO of Dialer Dump Industries, Ian Maloof, declined to be interviewed, but the company issued a statement saying it's taken on board the submissions of the EPA and Western District Health Service and is trying to reassure the authorities. The New South Wales Department of Planning is still considering the company's proposal in consultation with independent experts. A decision is expected in the new year.
Connie Aegis.